Hi, this is Dr. Ng Patung. The patient last name is Rayf, as in Frank, IELD. Today's date is April 14, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First stop patient tells me he was in the military service from 1985 to 1989. First stop patient does not remember he had any head injury. First stop, but there was no consciousness. There's no loss of consciousness. First stop, but there's no hit in the head. The first stop patient tells me he does not think he had any trauma to the head. The first stop, however, patient tells me he does have headache. First stop, he has severe headaches. First stop, the headache is mostly in the top of the head. First stop, he has these headaches not every day. First up, he has severe headache maybe twice a year. First up, he's been seeing doctor for that. First up, he's getting medication for the headaches. First up, next paragraph. Patient currently has headaches. First up, headaches two times a year. First up, seeking medication, and it is well controlled. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently retired. First up, he used to be a correctional officer. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, the patient tells me that he did not have any trauma during military service. First up, he tells me that he didn't have any loss of consciousness. First up, there is no hit to the head. First up, but there is no injury to the head. First up. It is my opinion that a patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, but this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is M-A-D-D-I-N-G. First name is Michael. Date of visit is April 14, 2026. Date of birth is October 3, 1957. Next paragraph, referring doctor is CSP Sacramento State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complained a lump on the left cheek. First up, next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 68-year-old male. Chief complained of a lump in the left cheek. First up, patient tells me that he's been having this lump progressively getting bigger for the last 2 months. First up, it is located in left lower jaw. First up, patient tells me that it's painful when he eats. First up, he feels there's some electrical feeling on that. First up, patient tells me when he eats, there's electricity sensation down to the left jaw. First up, there's no hemiplegia. Braces, everybody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph. Neurological examination, the cranial nerve examination. There is a lump on the left lower jaw. It is tender to palpate. There's no discharge. There's no significant redness. It is a little tender to palpate. Next paragraph, impression, a lump on the left lower jaw, patient described that it's been getting bigger for the last 2 months. It is tender to touch. Patient tells me that there's some electrical sensation down to the left jaw when he's eating. Next paragraph, I suspect that this is I am not certain of the etiology of this lump. I suspect possibility include a cyst, or infection, or peritonitis. Peritonitis. Period. The description that he has with the electrical sensation down to the left jaw, maybe it is involving the trigeminal nerve. I suspect that this mass lesion is touching the trigeminal nerve. Next recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next recommendation to see an oral dental surgeon for possible biopsy or resection. Explain the patient. I do not know the clear etiology of the mass lesion. I explained to the patient that he might be having nerve symptoms from the trigeminal nerve. If these nerve symptoms are worsening, I may consider carbamazepine 200 milligrams twice a day. Also consider obtaining a brain MRI, including the jaw, with and without contrast, to evaluate for this mass lesion. This marks the end of the petition. Okay.